Simon & Schuster Audio presents Pearl Harbor, From Infamy to Greatness, by Craig Nelson. Read by George Goodell.
On April 4, 1968, Robert Kennedy was giving a speech in Indiana when he was told that Martin Luther King Jr. had been assassinated. After sharing the news with his shocked and tearful audience, he quoted Aeschylus, "Even in our sleep, pain which cannot forget falls drop by drop upon the heart until, in our own despair, against our will, comes wisdom through the awful grace of God." Preface. Dreadnoughts and Holy Stones. On February 13, 1940, 13 days before he turned 18, San Antonio High School football player James Lawson volunteered to join the United States Navy. Like everyone else at that moment at the bottom of the barrel in the Department of War, he was paid a princely $21 a month, but getting three hots and a cot was an economic toehold in an America just financially rousing itself from the Great Depression. The services had so slimmed down from their Great War peaks that it was a leap to get in, though civilians commonly looked down on sailors as unsavory ne'er-do-wells, whom they called squids. First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt had made a quip.